Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GNN Gregory News Network. Today is Sunday, August 2nd, 2015, a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific time, which is a little after 5 p.m. Eastern time. I'm coming to you from the grounds of Faith Baptist Church here in Canoga Park, California. Went to church service this morning and also Sunday school. Mark Rasmussen was the preacher in today's services, and I spoke to Dr. Roland Rasmussen. He's a good friend of mine. Pastor Tim Rasmussen of Faith Baptist Church has been on vacation. Are you prepared for the next big earthquake or any emergency situation? I hope and pray that you are. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We are in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. I truly believe that. And, you know, eternity is forever, ladies and gentlemen. You either have a home in heaven for all eternity or a home in the lake of fire for all eternity. Okay? The Bible says those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, they end up in hell. And then death and hell, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, shall be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity, ladies and gentlemen. A personal testimony, the more that I serve the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord, my God, my best friend, the more Satan is on the attack against me big time, defaming my character, influencing people against me for evil. But God meant it for good. You know, I'm going through some persecution from people that are not of God. I've gone through physical persecution in the past. People have literally attacked me while I'm preaching God's word. I do a lot of street preaching. And also right here on the internet, here on blogtalkradio.com/quickman70. I preach on the internet worldwide. Also, I'm on YouTube at James Gregory. You can go to Google, put in GNN Gregory News Network, and it'll take you right to my YouTube broadcast. I haven't done any YouTube, brand new YouTube broadcasts in the last few weeks. But I'm in the process of trying to get another computer to broadcast on YouTube. Also, I'm on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. And God allowed me to start a born-again Christian online newspaper, The Target of Los Angeles. Now, I just moved back here a few months ago from Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm glad to be back here in the Los Angeles area. And if you need to contact me, you can. You can call me on my other cell phone, 818-426-6374. You can call me right now, 818-426-6374. I'm glad you're listening to my network, GNN Gregory News Network. I've been on the air since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GNN Gregory News Network. I take a stand for God Almighty. Yes, I do. A lot of evil things have been happening here in America. The Supreme Court, not too long ago, has allowed same-sex marriage in 50 states, and that is an abomination to God. That's an abomination, and God Almighty is going to do something. Now, God is merciful. He is long-suffering. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I repent in sackcloth and ashes. Repent means have a change of mind, turn away from any known sin, believing and trusting in the Lord. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making an intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. Now, there's going to be a world leader, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be known as the Antichrist. He's going to give out a mark, either on the right wrist or forehead. It could be just a regular mark put on the skin, or it could be a computer chip implanted into the body, either in the right wrist or forehead. Whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. The true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ will never take the mark. Never take the mark. I'm never going to take the mark because I'm a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Satan, he's a deceiver. He's deceiving people into hell every day. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. You know, ladies and gentlemen, God gives us the air to breathe, oxygen to breathe. He gives us food to eat. He supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. People laugh at me. They mock me. They scoff at me. You know, but I pray for people that they would repent, believing and trusting in the Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Call upon the Lord Jesus Christ today while you still can, because once you pass from this world, it is over. Make your choice today. Today is the day of salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can call me right now on my other cell phone, 818-426-6374. That's 818-426-6374. Or send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com. quakeman30@gmail.com. Also, check out my other, my main website for my shows and network since 1999 at www.quakemed.freeservers.com. www.quakemed.freeservers.com. Coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And God willing, either today or tomorrow after this broadcast, I'll put this broadcast of my blogtalkradio.com show /QuakeMan70 up on my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on my Twitter at Gregory of News, @GregoryOfNews. If you would like to make a contribution of any kind to this Christ-centered ministry, much appreciated, $10 or higher, and your name will be announced as a contributor on my network and shows since 1999, GNN Gregory News Network. Check or money order or cash will help continue this ministry into the future. Time is limited, ladies and gentlemen. The way I see it, with what's happening in America today, America's days are numbered. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think so. Pretty much, except for believers in this country, and thank God there's believers in this country, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the majority of the people in this country have turned their back on God. I hate to say it, the United States government has turned their back on God. Not good. The Supreme Court of the United States of America has turned their back on God. And by the way, the Lord is supreme. Not any court of man's system is supreme. The Lord is supreme. He is the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Some more big earthquakes are coming, ladies and gentlemen, especially here to the western seaboard of the United States. A big quake could happen very soon, like along the San Andreas fault line. A big earthquake could happen very soon. I pray that you're trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. Not three separate gods, but one God with three personalities of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one, one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, okay? Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not have an evil heart of unbelief. It is impossible for God to lie. It is impossible for God to lie. But I can tell you who the liar is, ladies and gentlemen. Satan is the father of lies. He's a deceiver, and he does a good job. But I remind him, he's headed to the lake of fire. And those people that reject the Lord Jesus Christ, and Satan is trying to take as many people as possible down into hell. Those people that reject the Lord Jesus Christ, they're on their way to hell. And the Bible says clearly in the book of Revelation, death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. In the lake of fire, there's no water, there's no food. It's a burning, fiery place. For all eternity, there's no rest for all eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope and pray that you're listening. You know, people, they are frustrating. At times they try to frustrate me. They hate me without a cause. You know, people lie about me, defame my character. But of course, the Lord Jesus Christ himself said that if they persecute him, and they did, they crucified him, and he's perfect. He never made a mistake. He's God. They will do the same to you also, he said. And that's the truth. All who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Stand by. I'm going to drink a little bit of water. Stand by. Thank God for water. Thank God for water. In hell, people right now in hell, people are in hell right now. They have no water, no food, no rest, and they're burning in a fiery place right now. They're crying out to God, give us some water. There's no water available, not even a drop. Those people who are trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, who have repented of their sins, unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. We're going to heaven when we die. Forever. It is impossible for God to lie. It is impossible for God to lie. We as believers are going to go through a lot of suffering here on earth. There are a lot of believers in different countries around the world that are suffering persecution, physical persecution, and some are even being martyred, and they receive the martyr's crown. And I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid to die. I know I'm going to heaven when I die, a far better place than this earth is. In heaven, there's no sin, no sorrow, no death, no sickness, no pain, forever, ladies and gentlemen. God is good. God will never fail. At times I fail, we all do. When I sin, I confess my sin to God Almighty, and He is faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is good. I say this all the time. God is so good, He puts up with me. That's how great God is. He puts up with us all. And what I mean by that is how great God's love is. His love is everlasting. God is love. God is love. God is love. God is judgment. God brings judgment upon those people that do not trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But for those who believe, we're going to heaven when we die to spend all eternity with God Almighty forever, forever and ever. Amen. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church. It's an online church and street preaching ministry. My name is James Wayne Gregory Jr., called of God to preach His word. And I'm obedient to His holy command, preaching His word on the streets and here on the internet worldwide. I'm trying to raise support. I'm trying to get on KABC 790 AM, a radio station here in Los Angeles. I'm trying to raise $100 or higher sponsors. I'm trying to get on this big radio station here in Los Angeles, God willing. They're offering me time slots on the weekends. So if you have a company or a product, and I reserve the right to receive, I reserve the right on my network, GNN Gregory News Network, to reject any company or product by my so choosing. I would not have like beer companies or anything like that advertised on my network because it's a Christian network. You get that? But if you have a company or a product you'd like to market, let me know. Give me a call right now, 818-426-6374. Now, on this cell phone that I'm broadcasting live here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70, you can call me here on this cell phone after this half-an-hour broadcast, 904-575-8797. So those are my two cell phones, 904-575-8797 or 818-426-6374. 818-426-6374. A special shout out to my ex-wife, Christy. Christy, if you're listening to this broadcast, I still care about you. And if you ever need me for anything, let me know. Give me a call, 818-426-6374. I see you on my Facebook, your picture. 818-426-6374. You know, God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is good. God is so good. He loves us all. He cares for us. He will never fail. We fail. God never fails. Praise the Lord. And I went to Faith Baptist Church here in Canoga Park today. If you want to contact them, you can. 818-340-6131. 818-340-6131 and find out times for services. And they have Wednesday evening service. They have Sunday services and Sunday school. And Pastor Tim Rasmussen is a great man of God. He's the son of Senior Pastor Roland Rasmussen. He was pastor here for more than 40 years. He's retired now. He's a good friend of mine. He believes we're going to go through the tribulation period and face the Antichrist, and I believe the same way. The true believer will never take the mark of the beast, either on the right wrist or forehead. Whoever takes the mark of the beast is another name for the Antichrist. And a lot of people are saying that Pope Francis is the false prophet. The Catholic Church is not a true church, ladies and gentlemen. There's only one way to heaven, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Praying to Mary, praying to the saints will not save you. Only the Lord Jesus Christ is the mediator between God and man. He's the God-man, okay? There's only one mediator, and that's Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. If you pray to anyone else other than the Lord Jesus Christ, your prayers will go unanswered, okay? Just to let you know what the Bible says. I go by what the Bible says, not by what man says, okay? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Read the Bible. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For whosoever, meaning anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Got about 5 minutes left of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, an online church and street preaching ministry. And I'm the pastor. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GNN Gregory News Network, a conservative Christian news network, because I'm a conservative Christian. I'm against the things that the liberals stand for. I'm not a liberal, never have been, never will be. I'm a Christian conservative. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I still sin, but I repent on a daily basis. And whenever I do sin, I confess my sin to God. And he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Coming to you here from the grounds, the campus of Faith Baptist Church here in Canoga Park, California. I went to church here earlier today. One of Pastor Roland Rasmussen's sons preached here today, Mark Rasmussen. And he's with a Bible-believing college in Lancaster, California. And he preached the word today out of 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and also chapter 4, I believe. And, okay, going to be wrapping up pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen. And this half-an-hour broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Like I said, if you'd like to make a contribution of any kind, for this Christ-centered ministry, Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GNN Gregory News Network and shows since 1999. You can contact me anytime, 818-426-6374, 818-426-6374, or 904-575-8797. 904-575-8797. It's very hot here today. I'm riding my bicycle around. It's good exercise. I have blood clots in my right leg, and so pray for me. My health is not 100%, so keep me in your prayers. I'm trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the great physician. So let me say to you, people out there in internet land, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Got 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. A special shout out to my mom in Pennsylvania, Mary Gregory. I love you, Mom. My 5 sisters and my 1 brother, Nancy, Mary Lou, Diane, Carolyn, Donna, and my brother Tom. I pray that you will trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sins. Going to be wrapping up pretty soon, about a minute to go of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And I've been having shows here on Blog Talk Radio since 2013. Check out my YouTube broadcast at Television on the Internet Worldwide at James Gregory. Just go to Google, put in GNN, Gregory News Network, takes you right to my YouTube broadcast. Also, check out my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. Also, my Twitter site at Gregory of News. Special shout out to Dr. Drew. He's on KABC 790 AM. I pray that you'll trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. You have a great day. May God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Today is the day of salvation. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay, wrapping up 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and I'm the pastor of Tribulation Baptist Church. Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GNN Gregory News Network. Have a great day. Take care for now.